I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, a Foxalaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's an emergency edition of the Believe in Steelers show. Welcome in. I'm your host, Mark Bergen. The Steelers have hired Arthur Smith as their new offensive coordinator. And people are going to point to three consecutive seasons of 7-10 football when he was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. But today's episode of Believe in Steelers is going to point out Arthur Smith's record and tendencies when he was the offensive coordinator of the Tennessee Titans, which got him the job with the Atlanta Falcons in the first place. Welcome in. I'm Mark Bergen. Before we get too far along on this emergency edition of Believe in Steelers, today's episode is brought to you by betonline.ag. Super Bowl 58 is here between the Chiefs and the Niners. If you want to place a bet, and there are several of them, on any of the Super Bowl action, betonline.ag is the place to do it. Use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Arthur Smith, now the Steelers' new offensive coordinator. He is 41 years old, the fifth full-time OC during Mike Tomlin's tenure. Of the previous four, three were in-house selections. He takes over for Matt Canada, who the Steelers fired midway through the season. And then the interim, Eddie Faulkner, Mike Sullivan as well, the play caller after the Steelers fired Canada. And I really don't understand the reaction here among Steelers fans, because of the candidates that they interviewed, Smith was by far most qualified in terms of having NFL play calling experience. Here's who the Steelers also interviewed in addition to Arthur Smith. Zach Robinson, who opted to take the offensive coordinator position in Atlanta. You had Gerard Johnson, who has no OC experience. He decided to return to Houston. Thomas Brown in what was an absolute disaster of a season in Carolina. So unless you point me to say, oh, well, I wanted the Steelers to go get Eric Bieniemy, who, by the way, is still under contract, or maybe to say, let's wait until the end of the season and go after Clint Kubiak, the Niners are playing in the Super Bowl. Point me to the candidate that you wanted the Steelers to hire. Now, for the style of football that Pittsburgh looks to play in 2024 and beyond, here's why I like the hire. Arthur Smith helped establish Derrick Henry into King Henry. He helped establish a young running back into a superstar. He has the opportunity to do that with the two-headed monster that the Steelers have in Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. If it's Kenny Pickett, who's the quarterback, Mason Rudolph, or someone else, he has a track record of getting quarterbacks back on track. He helped resurrect Ryan Tannehill's career, helped get the Titans to the number two offense at one point, and the Titans had a one seed during his tenure as OC in Tennessee when he was coaching with Mike Vrabel. And the sentiment that the Steelers are not going to throw the ball to George Pickens is ludicrous. It's ludicrous. A.J. Brown doesn't count for anything in Tennessee. Tennessee should have never traded A.J. Brown. And their previous GM, John Robinson, might have lost his job for making that move midway through the season. You don't see the parallels between Najee, Jalen, and Derrick Henry. The parallels between Ryan Tannehill, and if it's Pickett, if it's Rudolph, if it's someone else. And then A.J. Brown and George Pickens. You don't see those parallels? Because I do. And again, I go back to, well, Mark, you're just completely ignoring three consecutive seasons of 7-10 football when he was the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, and the Falcons had a lot of weapons. There's a difference in the NFL between being a head coach and being a coordinator or a position coach. Huge difference. So Smith is going to get back to what he's good at doing, and he can do that in Pittsburgh. I really like this move, especially considering the question I have for anyone listening to this. Who are your other options realistically? Because Bieniemy still under contract with Washington. We don't know what they're going to do at this point, recording this late Tuesday night, because there's still a head coaching vacancy in Washington. Washington, Seattle, the only two head coaching vacancies left in the NFL. But then also, unless you were to say, hey, I really wanted Clint Kubiak, point me to the guy that you wanted the Steelers to hire instead. And again, Mike Tomlin even said as such in his postseason news conference. He says, we want someone with play calling experience at an NFL level, not someone who's promoted from within, not someone coming from the college game, not someone who doesn't have previous NFL coaching experience and play calling experience. Mike Tomlin said this 2 weeks ago. So to me, it's no surprise that Arthur Smith is the guy for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And again, I look at all the parallels. Steelers offense, 28th in points scored this past season. And Smith's Falcons were 26th. I get it, but all the weapons that he's going to have at his disposal, that's why the Steelers go on and get Arthur Smith as their new OC. And we'll know right away. What I would say is just give it a shot. Give it a chance. Give it a chance. I like this hire a lot because, again, Arthur Smith's not going to be asked to be the head coach of the Steelers. Even if Mike Tomlin says this was my last season, which I don't think he's going to, they're going to extend Mike Tomlin. That'll be probably the next headline that you hear about here in the coming weeks. Because I don't think Arthur Smith takes this job if Tomlin's not there for the next several seasons.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Now, what to look forward to as well is who are you going to bring in as other offensive coaches? Are you going to bring in a passing game coordinator? There are rumors that Mike Munchak could come back as the Steelers offensive line coach. Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on that. But who are you going to surround Arthur Smith with offensive coaches to get this offense right? Who are you going to surround him with? Because we've seen the talent, the individual talent on the Steelers roster from a personnel standpoint, where you got to pick up right where you left off at the end of the season. And I do think it was better after firing Matt Canada midway through the season. I do. But, and I know three consecutive 7-10 seasons without a playoff berth. That's why he was out there and that's why he was available. But then also, it's the same thing with the Steelers. Look who his quarterbacks were in Atlanta. Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke. So look, Ryan Tannehill's better than both of those players. Can he do with Kenny Pickett what he did with Ryan Tannehill? Or if it's Mason Rudolph, or if you want to say free agency or the draft, whoever the quarterback is for the Steelers in 2024. But listening to what Mike Tomlin said, the quarterback for 2024 is already on the Steelers roster, whether that's Pickett or Rudolph. So that's what you're going to go into this upcoming season with. And that might frustrate a lot of people considering the quarterback talent in the AFC. But can you get that right? Can the offense look better than it did this past season? Because the Steelers still made the playoffs despite offensive ineptitude. And finally, they made a hire at the offensive coordinator position from outside the organization. And listening to what Art Rooney II had to say, the owner, this is Mike Tomlin's hire. Arthur Smith is Mike Tomlin's hire. I'll go ahead and wrap here. Again, this is just a quick emergency edition of the Believe in Steelers show with the hiring of Arthur Smith as the Steelers offensive coordinator. Let me know what you think in the comments. Are you a fan of this hire? Do you want to give it some time? Do you not like it? Please let me know why in the comments. But again, the sentiment that they're not going to get George Pickens the football, I'm shutting that argument down from the jump. Because what happened with A.J. Brown, what happened with Corey Davis in Tennessee as well? And you could say, Mark, well, you're ignoring what happened in Atlanta with the talented receivers there. Again, difference between being head coach and offensive coordinator. And the Steelers hired Arthur Smith to be their offensive coordinator. Thank you for listening to Believe in Steelers. If you're watching on YouTube, tap that subscribe button. Apple and Spotify, 5 stars and 5 stars only. My name is Mark Bergen. Thanks for watching another edition of the Believe in Steelers show.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow and Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.